Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 463. We're up to the final film of our Clash of the Titans watch through. Now we're up to Wrath of the Titans from 2012. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I never seen this movie before, and I know for a fact that you saw this movie in the theaters. So what was your experience when you first saw this in the theater?
Okay, I did see this in the theater. You're right. And my, like I said last week, I remember liking this one more than the Clash of the Titans remake. I felt like it was like the action scenes were like, it was like, felt bigger. There was a big lava monster in it. Like, this is what I was remembering about it. So I remember liking it. This was another one that was in 3D, but like this time they didn't do as many of the gimmicks of like throwing stuff at the screen. It was just in 3D. So I remember liking it, and then I just watched it. This was only my second time seeing it for this review.
Yeah, you know, well, I'll save it for when we were watching it. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm very shocked that I didn't remember this movie. Mm-hmm. Normally, I remember when we do a lot of the movie reviews, and I go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember the trailer that year. I don't remember this one.
Like, you remember it happening.
Yeah, I don't remember it happening. It's kind of weird. But anyway, with that said, these are the financials for this movie. And honestly, they could have did another one. They could have did Wrath of the Titans 2, which I would have been like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
But $150 million budget, $301 million worldwide. So it doubled. It doubled. Now, again, I don't know if maybe it did flop with the marketing. I don't know. But $301 million, add all the DVDs, Blu-rays back then.
Yeah.
It just came out with a 4K a few years ago, or maybe it just did. I don't remember.
Arrow licensed it. I think it came out last year.
Yeah. So you got that two-pack. So maybe, I mean, is it successful? I don't know. You let me know.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Here's a little fun fact. Following the film's release, a second sequel, which was called Revenge of the Titans, was in the pipeline. However, due to Wrath's disappointing critical reception and box office returns, it was shelved. So, and then in 2013, star Sam Worthington stated, he did not think a third film would be made. And then lastly, one of the producers said the sequel was canceled due to lack of fresh ideas for the script. So, you know, 300 on a 150 budget, doubled, probably with marketing. It did not make much with home video. Maybe it kind of, I would say, I bet it either broke even or just made a tiny bit, but not as much as they wanted to keep it going. Revenge of the Titans sounds cool. Sounds like a cool title, but they were like, nah, you're done. You get two. Just be happy.
It does. It pretty much does. Okay, so what did the critics and audience think of this film?
Well, this was interesting. So the critic score only went down 1% from Clash of the Titans. I mean, it still went down. That one had a 27. This one has a 26%. Critics. The audience score went up 9%. So Clash had a 40. This has a 49. So they're in the ballpark. For the most part, people kind of felt the same way about Clash Clash and Wrath of the Titans. There wasn't much of a difference between the two. Audience is slightly better. Critics barely, we'll call it even, 1%. That's pretty much even. So yeah, interesting that there wasn't like a big swing. Sometimes you do these movies and the sequel is like either way better or way worse. It's pretty rare that it's like almost exactly the same as the movie before.
It's mad interesting. It's a very interesting, like, even this is the first time you're watching this movie. Like, I didn't see this movie before.
Yeah.
So this is a sit down watch. I didn't see Clash of the Titans. I didn't see that remake.
Yeah.
So I was really shocked with that. I remember watching the original 81 version. Mm. But then this one, I'm like, man.
And you know what? I remember seeing it at the theater. Oh, no. Okay. Let me correct that. I know I saw it at the theater. I don't remember. Remember when we talked about Clash? I specifically remember I came home from a cruise. I went to the theater. I couldn't tell you the theater story for this. I just know I saw it there. I'm kind of in your boat in that you didn't even know it came out. And I know it came out and I saw it, but I don't really remember how that went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's get right into it.
I don't know if that's good for the movie or not. I guess we're going to find out in a moment.
We will find out. All right. Lead character, Perseus, is back. So what do you think?
Okay. You know what? I didn't really like him in the Clash of the Titans. I'm not going to lie. We kind of agreed. Kind of whiny. All he does is complain. The gods! I hate the gods! You know, very one note. In this one, I actually liked him better than I did in Clash. I think this was a better example of the Perseus character. If he was like this in the first movie, I probably would have liked that one slightly better. He has a son now, so he's a dad. Maybe that, I mean, that adds something to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got something to fight for other than revenge this time. Also, he's way less whiny. He's not whining throughout this whole movie. Ah, I hate the gods. Ah, come on. You know, he actually like acknowledges Zeus as his dad. They kind of work together a little bit. So, and then he's good in the action scenes. Also, I actually liked him with the, like with the group. So you have Andromeda, she's back, recast. This time it's Rosamund Pike, who's a, she's a great actress. So, I mean, at least if you're going to recast the role, they got a better actress than the girl in the first movie. So that was cool. I don't really like, well, I'll talk about her in a second, but I like the other guy, Koba, the guy who plays Koba, Tony Cabell. He plays a Poseidon's like son. I liked their like, they're cousins, you know, but I liked it. I don't know. I gave him a four. I gave him a four. I actually like this version of him better. On Andromeda, the only thing I didn't like about her, I thought, again, I liked the casting, but she went from like a kind of doe-eyed princess who, you know, she wants to do the right thing. Now she's like a warrior queen who's like, I will lead them into, and I'm like, okay, whatever. It doesn't even seem like it. Like, if they didn't say her name, I would not two and two together that that was the same character. Great actress. I don't know if I loved that, but I mean, she's in throughout the whole movie. So maybe they just wanted to have a, like a woman that's there with them doing all the stuff. It doesn't not work, but I just thought it was a little weird, but I still give him a four. I actually, I liked him in this.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I didn't even know it was her either until they said her name. So, okay. I totally agree with you in the fact that Perseus's character, I would have preferred this version than Clash. I agree with you 100% on that one. I did like Poseidon's son. He was very funny. It felt more like a cop buddy cop movie with those two. But I liked him, though. I thought he was really cool. And what I liked about this movie that they did with that character, I didn't want that traditional, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm the bastard son and I don't want to be whatever. And then all of a sudden he touches this stupid thing and then like he becomes like mad powerful. He's like, ah, you know what I mean? Like he just comes out of the woodwork with like a sea of water or something. I like the way they handled his character in this movie. Like he was strong, but he wasn't God strong, like Poseidon strong.
Yeah.
Which I wish at the end of the movie was, I thought it was his moment to shine. I thought he was going to call like an ocean to hit that lava monster. Yeah. And I would have been like, yeah, that shit is dope. Yeah. But I thought that was his moment to shine, like with the thing. I thought they were going to have their spotlight. And I thought that was him. He's going to stand on top of the mountain and he goes, boom. And you see like a big thing of water just like hit him. But anyway, I like the character a lot. Andromeda, you're right. I like her. She played Frost in Die Another Day. Amanda Frost.
She was in, she's in Die Another Day. And she was in Gone Girl. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
She was in, so I like her a lot too. I thought she was in Jack Reacher. I remember the first one with Tom Cruise. Yeah, I think she was excellent in this movie. I think she was good. You're right. That total 360 of Warrior. I was like, okay, sure. But it worked. I thought it worked for this storyline. I was like, okay, cool. She was trying to get him anyway. So why not into like a badass warrior to get Perseus on your side? That's kind of story. But yeah, I liked him. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Kind of like Zeus. Zeus was cool in this movie. Yeah. Technically, he was good. He wasn't bad in this movie. So I will go with the good Zeus. And I kind of like Zeus. Liam Neeson did a great job as Zeus in this movie. I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about
it. Can we give them a shout out in this one for better costumes than the first movie? Like, honestly, I liked the way him and Hades looked in this better than like the shiny plastic suit he had in the first movie. And where Hades looked like Voldemort, this time he looked cooler to me. He didn't have all the CG, like he didn't come out of the smoke. Like he just looked, I liked their costumes better in this one. A little grittier.
They looked more Greek gods than what they looked before. I agree with you on that one. I was like, okay, I do like their designs. My only thing, they kind of resemble Saruman and Gandalf, because I was just, if you really look at it, Hades looked like Saruman and Zeus kind of looked like a freaking Gandalf. But I was laughing at that. But again, you can't do nothing. Dude, long hair dudes.
Yeah, yeah, long hair and beard. I mean, it's like,
yeah, they're going to be looking like them anyway. But I agree with you. Their design, their new design in this one looked way better than what they did in the other one. And the camera work, I will say, looked way better here than the other one. I thought this one felt more flushed. Like, it just felt more cinematic-y. Like, it didn't have the flashing what did he call those stupid bleeding lights? What is it? Flare lights everywhere.
Oh, like lens flare?
Yeah, lens flare. Like every time they show Zeus, his stupid suit was in a lens flare. I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, okay, cool. But I agree. I give it a 4. I thought it was great. I thought they were great. Yeah, you're right. They all worked well. Okay. Main villain, you have Ares. Now, you have the lava monster, which is their father.
Kronos.
Yeah, Kronos.
And then Hades. To a point. Okay. I love Ralph Fiennes. Love him. Okay. Great. One of the best. And I like him in this movie. Again, I liked him in the first. I like him better in this one because he's not really talking like this. Like,
like it Voldemort.
It almost feels like they were like, you know what? Let's not do that. We're not going to give you the same look. You look like he looks cooler. He sounds better. Also, I love the third act team up. I'm not going to lie. You're right. I love the tag team. Him and freaking Zeus doing freaking throwing people around like they're using the force. Love that. But he's a villain in the sense of his plan is he's working with Ares. They capture Zeus. They're going to use his like life power to free Kronos, who's their dad, who's the big lava monster. And he's a Titan, basically. And he needs, you know, he's like trapped in like a rock and he's got to get out. That's the plan. I didn't like Ares, not going to lie. Edgar Ramirez is one of those actors where he is beyond hit or miss for me. I don't know. Like, I feel like he's more miss than hit in general. I don't really like him that much. And it sucks because, like, he looks he has a good look. You know what I mean? He was in Domino when we did that movie, Domino. He was in that. And I actually kind of liked him in that.
Another movie.
He's been in a bunch. He was in the Point Break remake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we didn't do. But yeah.
Which we haven't done yet. We will. It's on the list. But he's the Patrick Swayze character, which is wild. Like, it's not even, like, he doesn't have as much charm and charisma as he should based on how he looks, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And Ares is, he's now the whiny baby. He's the whiny baby of this movie. Instead of Perseus, it's him. Oh, my dad likes my brother better than me. And I'm like, come on, dude. He's the god of war. I will say he freaking fights good. You know, he beats Perseus up, which was a pretty good fight. Well, we'll get to in action. But and then Hades turns good. So, okay. And then you have Kronos, who's this big freaking, he looks awesome. I still like that part. When he comes out, I was like, okay, now we're talking. Oh, I will say also the henchman. Cool. You have in the first movie, you had Medusa, right? And you had Calibus. This time, you get a Minotaur in the, when they're in the maze, you get a Minotaur. Mm-hmm. You get Chimera in the beginning, which is that thing that has like the two heads and it's like sprays fire and liquid or whatever. So I like that they tapped into, and then you had those guys that are like two guys that are like stuck together back to back and they're just like spinning around killing. They were all very formidable. They all kill a lot of people. However, we always score the main villain. I gave him a 3. I think he's okay. I wish I liked him better. I feel like if it was just Ares, it would have been a 2. I think everything else got me to a 3. So yeah, I wish the villain element was better this time.
It's weird because I'm looking up to see if Ares was played by someone else in Clash. And I think he was. Wasn't Luke Evans?
I think he was.
Oh, no, he was Apollo. No, he was Apollo.
Yeah, he was Apollo.
He was Apollo.
I don't think Ares was in that one.
No, I don't think so. Okay, so I agree with everything you said. In terms of the villains were good. Oh, the villains were good. I think the villains were, I gave him a 5.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, not because of the lava monster. It's not because of the lava monster.
What was that thing in Moana?
The lava monster.
Tefiti.
Oh, yeah, Tefiti, yeah. Not because of the lava monster. Because, I mean, that is solely, like, you could just go, yes.
It's like a kaiju. It's just a big kaiju.
Pretty much. I just think the villains were formidable in this. Hades, you hated his guts because he took Zeus's power. And he's like, oh, my brother. And he's like, I forgive you. And I was like, oh, here we go, that easy trope. But I was like, it is what it is. I liked it. Then Ares was tight. And I kind of like, I mean, he was whiny, but he was not whinier than Perseus in the first movie. That dude didn't want
nothing. I mean, Perseus only whining more because he's on screen more. If Ares was on screen more, all he would do is complain about everything.
Maybe. But you're right. He did whine, but I did like his wrath. Because right every time he was hitting dudes, he with that damn thing was like, and I was like, whoa, that's a cool effect. Like, it was just like this sonic boom of hits. I loved it. I was like, this is cool. I did like those two dudes back to back in the war, dude. I don't know. That design was dope, bro. They were fighting and turning around and they were stabbing one. And I was just like, yo, this is some cool designs. And, you know, while, yes, most of it was CGI, I kind of liked it. It didn't look as bad. Like, especially for a 2012 movie.
Yeah.
Didn't look as bad, Nate.
No, it,
we
it
did
looks
a
good.
Lot of so far. We did some movies so far that we were just like, this doesn't look as good. This one didn't look as bad. Like, I was like, oh, I don't have it in 4K. So I had to see this digitally.
It looks dark, but it looks good. It
does
look good. Yeah.
It looks dark.
Yeah, I was like the first one. I think the first one looked better in 4K, but the effects in this one were great. Like they hold up.
Yeah. So I was just like, whoa. I was like, okay. I was like, I like what they did with the villains here. Now, Kronos, of course, I just love the ending between the fathers and sons. I think that's why I gave it a 5.
Sure.
Because I and it did kind of look like Moana when he's slapping the stuff. And then, like, oh, I thought like Dwayne Johnson would come out like, Moana. Yeah. No. But,
sick. You're welcome. He just comes out. He saves the day. That would be funny.
Technically, he is a god. So
he's that a demigod. He's like Perseus. He could be their other cousin. He's their Pacific Islander cousin.
He's the Samoan.
He's the brown version of them. Pretty much.
But yeah, I give it a 5, dude. Okay. I was really into the villains. I thought they were really, really formidable, and I really liked them in this one. Okay.
Fair.
I really want to see where you go with this. Action scenes.
You know what? Okay. I gave the first movie a 4.
Yeah.
I was torn here. I was. Because I feel like this one, I had some of the same problems in that, again, we get a lot of shaky camera work that I... Yeah. Find annoying, especially the chimera scene in the beginning. Like, dude is okay. Perseus is fighting this thing with two heads, and like, there's a part where he's like wrapping his head in a chain. But like, the camera shook so much that logistically, I couldn't figure out how he got that. I rewound it, and like, it's hard to see like what exactly he's doing. And all of a sudden, he's pulling it. And he's like, spit, blow the fire, whatever. He's yelling at him. He ends up killing him. But like, because the camera work is so. It's too close in at times. I feel like as the movie goes on, it gets like the action gets like better and better and better. And that's where I was kind of torn of like, okay, I feel like they have almost the same amount, but this one has a little bit less of that. It starts off the same way with the shaky stuff, but then it kind of gets better. More wide shots. The battle scenes are great in this, actually. I think they're very good. You get like just a lot of death. I feel like way more people died in this movie than in the first movie. Yeah. Kronos is cool. I think he's a cool... I'm a sucker just for a big giant anything. So, I mean, I like the Kraken in the first movie, and I like the Kronos in this. Again, bonus points for Zeus and Hades. Like, their little team up was cool. Ares fights Perseus one-on-one. I thought that was fun and cool. The Cyclops... I actually really like the Cyclops scene in this. I forgot there were Cyclops in this.
Oh, yeah, the Cyclops. Yeah, so there was more villains, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There was just way more mythical creatures in this than in the first one. So you know what? I'm going to give it a 5. I'm going to give it a 5 because I think it was a little bit more variety, less shaky cam. Besides the first one, I think this one shot better, the action scenes. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a... Like, there's a lot of action. Don't worry. If you're just here for an action, like, you're like, I don't care about these characters or story, you'll get your money's worth. Because there's a lot. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 5. I think it's a little bit better than the first one.
Well, you know what? I was going to give it a 5 anyway. Because this action was dope. I think the action in this one was way better than Clash of the Titans. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was. I was all up in it. I was like, yeah, this was really an entertaining action flick. And this is the type of movie that Big Papa Al likes to sit down and watch popcorn and soda.
Oh, yeah.
And just sit there and enjoy. This was it. This had everything you said. They had the Cyclops, which I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I love he was like, cut the count away. Cut the count away.
Oh, yeah. He keeps yelling. He's all the way a mile away. Cut the count. And they still didn't cut it.
Yeah. He was like, don't cut the count away. And then when he saw what it was, yeah. He was like, cut the count. So I thought that was a really funny bit. Mm-hmm. I thought that was fun. The Hades and Zeus scene was so filmed, so dope. When my man got his powers back, and he was like, let's do how we used to do it when we were younger. They came out together, thunderbolts up people's asses. I thought that shit was fun. I was like, this is really fun. I got into it. I like was thinking Zeus was going to give his power to Perseus to fight Ares, but I was wrong. Nope. I was like, oh, no. They were like, we're going to have my man Zeus come out and... and save humans, right? Because that's what he wanted to do. They're all his children. So technically, he saved the human race. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought it was cool. Hades did his stuff too, which I liked his powers too.
Yep.
I thought it was cool. Tapped his powers. I don't know. And then the whole lava scene when he was sucking his soul, draining him to get powers, and that whole of them getting out of it. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I thought it felt right. Like, I don't know. There was no dull scenes. There were no boring scenes. I was really into it. When the humans were fighting those two-headed cool CGI monsters, I was into it. I was like, this is not bad.
They're like spinning around, just like tearing people up.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I was telling Angeline, we were laughing because I was just like, you know what's nuts? We saw these dudes fight three scorpions, like big-ass scorpions that looked horrible. The CGI didn't look great, right? On the 2010 version. But this scene was a whole mob of dudes fighting these dudes back to back. And it looked great.
Yeah.
I was like, this looked better than that scene 2 years earlier. I gave it a 5. It looked great. I was really sad. I love that maze that they had to run through with my boy Victor from Underworld.
Oh, yeah,
He was a god. He was really good, too.
Hephaestus or something. And
yeah.
He made their weapons. Yeah.
Yeah, he was, which that pissed me off. I was like, brother, we're going to go into a labyrinth. Can you just make me a damn
weapon? Give him that map that doesn't do anything, too.
Yeah.
This map is useless. I
thought that was funny. Well, Perseus, well, not Perseus, what's his name? Poseidon's son knew how to read it because he said, you know how to read this, but he couldn't read it.
Yeah, they gave it to him and he didn't know what was going on either. He's like, this thing is no good. This way. And then he goes to the wall. This way. That part was funny, though. When he first starts going to the right, and then they wait, and then he walks he goes the other way. He's like, no, actually, this way. And he's like, you could tell him, I'm the navigator. And the guy's like,
oh, that the was navigator? The funny
Do
part.
Do we know the navigator? Yeah. We don't know the navigator. And he's talking to the little owl from the original one. That was funny.
I thought that was funny. I think the action sequences was really good, so I gave it a 5. Okay, storyline.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I think it's just okay. I think it's just okay. Honestly, I do. It is way simpler than Clash as far as the story. Now, this is our third kind of these Titan movies, right? I think we would both agree out of the first two, the original had the better storyline.
Yes.
And the remake, they changed a lot, but nothing was really better. And then here, they're not working off of a remake, right? Like, this is just a straight up new story. And it's almost too simple. You know, like, okay, I could literally tell you the whole plot. Ares and Hades capture Zeus. Perseus got to save him before this monster comes out. And that's really it. Now, it is a journey to get there. It's one of those movies where it's like a buddy cop is kind of makes sense. It's just a group. And again, good cast. Lily James is in this. I had no idea. This was before she was like, she blew up with Cinderella, which was 2015. So she wasn't really famous yet. She was the other girl who prays to Ares and he ends up killing her. She was in Baby Driver. I like her. Again, good cast. Bill Nighy, the guy from Underworld. You know, they filled him up, but I don't know. Like, I gave it a 3. Nothing in this was like, oh, they're telling like a... It never felt like an epic story. It just felt like we got to stop this thing from happening. And there's a MacGuffin, of course, you know, with the... we got to connect the trident and the other thing to make the triple triumvirate or whatever. I don't remember what it was called, but, you know, it was just a mission to get this thing to stop this guy. So as such, I thought it was just okay. I'm going to give it the 3, though, I liked Perseus better. I kind of like his journey, so I'll give that the extra point. So, yeah, it's just a 3 for me.
So I agree. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. And I don't know if you agree with me, but I thought it was a solid sequel to the first movie. While I do agree, we both did say the first movie had a great storyline. Like you just said it. Yeah. I totally agree with you. It has one of the best storylines to kick off a franchise. It's hard to make a sequel to a movie like that because it's not real stuff. It's all mythology. We don't know if Zeus was real or not. But I thought they did a great job with this story. They captured Zeus. His son was like, well, put him in the corner. Now he has to go save his dad. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And then he has to fight his own brother. He has to defeat him. And while doing so, he has to fight his grandfather at the end or, you know, whatever. But and there was a story. There's a moral to the story here, too. It's like fathers and sons, because Zeus had to give up his son, Perseus. Perseus has to give up his son to fight a war for his father, while his real granddad has to fight his two sons. It's like a weird father story.
And Ares and Zeus. He hates his dad because he's mad at him because of the other one. Yeah.
So it's like a weird dad story.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I was entertained. I really enjoyed the hell out of this movie to the fact that I'm purchasing the 4K 2-pack because I actually like both of these movies. And you know what? I'm going to say it now. Wrath of the Titans is way better than Clash of the Titans. I think this is the best one out of the two.
Yep.
I enjoyed it for what it was. So story-wise, while it's not like this Oscar award-winning storyline that you gotta be crying at the end, but it was well enough. I had fun with it. It was entertaining. Great action pieces along the way. You were laughing with the characters. I was invested. But I gave it a 3. I don't think it's that great, Nate. I don't think it's that great, but I thought it was a good storyline.
Yeah.
While the action was the centerpiece to me in my eyes, I thought the action was there. Storyline was it. But yes, I gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
All right. So we may not have the same score here. This was very weird. When the movie was done and I sat there and I looked at it and I was looking at it and I was like, what did I think of this movie? What did I think of it as a whole? I gave it a 3. I like it, but I don't think I liked it as much as I liked it when I first saw it.
Okay.
I remember liking this more, and maybe it's age, maybe it's, you know, I don't know, seeing so many movies all the time, but I do think it's good. I agree with you. I think this is better than Clash, the remake of Clash. I think it's better than, I probably like it better out of all three that we did so far. Because I think I gave all of them a 3. I don't think I've ever gone above a 3.
You never went higher.
Yeah. My problem with all of them is there's always some kind of flaw that makes it where I just don't love it. And in this one, it's that story that's just so, it's just like, it's good. Gets the job done. Yeah. I do like the characters a little. You know what? I'm going to give it a 3.5. Because I do think, I think it's slightly better. So I don't want to give it the same exact score. I'm going to change it. I'm going to give it, it's still not a 4 for me. I think it's very good. It ain't like I want to get rid of these movies. Like, I could see myself watching them again in the future just as like a sword and sandal fantasy film. This one has better action. The lead character's better in this. It's got a good cast. It's a little funnier than the first one. I think the first one has a better cast overall because that one had Mads Mikkelsen and freaking Nicholas Holt. But this one also has a good cast. Funny. Great action, though. The action is what carries it. So I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have a point higher than you. Yeah. I went with a 4. Yeah. I think this movie is great. I really digged it. I could see the flaws that you're talking about. But at the end, for me, it was just a fun popcorn flick. I was really into it. I digged it. I was like, I could totally see this way many more times than Clash 1981 or Clash from 2010. Like, I really was into this movie. I had fun with it. Like, I'm not going to say I would recommend it to everybody. But, like, you didn't see it, I'll be like, hey, maybe you might like it, maybe not. That's where I'm at with these type of movies. You might like it. Because people have different tastes. So, like, if you say, oh, yeah, this might be good, they'd be like, oh, but this is a piece of crap. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I can't help you on that. But to me, it's 50-50. But I really like this movie. To the point that I'm going to buy it. I'm going to purchase it on Amazon. So, yeah. All right. Total points for you, my friend.
Total points for me is at 18.5 out of a 25. I think that is the highest that I've given out of the three. So, I think Wrath is the best overall, even if some of the other ones do some stuff better. Like, I think the story of part one is better, but the effects and everything of the newer one is better. So, 18.5 for me.
Yep. This one is 21 out of a 25 for me. All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right. I like that. All right. So, that wraps up one franchise. Now, before I tell you what the new one is, we do have to wrap up movies we paired it with, which is Nicolas Cage month. And we did we watched and going to review a little movie called Drive Angry, which, if I'm not mistaken, came out around the same time as this movie. This came out 2013, I think. No, 2011, right in between. So in between Clash and Wrath, Drive Angry. All three of these movies we did this week, or these last few movies, by the way, Alex, 3D. All in 3D.
Oh, yeah. You could totally see
you could really tell with that one. But we're going to be talking about that movie. And then new friend. You know, I get excited when it's new franchise time. And it's new franchise time, baby. Oh, now, I'm not going to tell you what they're paired with till next episode. But the new franchise. This is a big one. This is a big one. And we will have a guest, by the way, for 8 episodes. We will have a guest. Now, the franchise we'll be doing stars one Eddie Murphy. And we're going a little action comedy here with the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. Now, this has been on the schedule for a long time, but it was like far down. We've moved it up as we say, you know what? let's watch these things. So we're going to be doing a little Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills Cop 2, 3, and then the fourth one, which instead of just calling it Beverly Hills Cop 4, it's called Axel F. Now, I don't like that. Dumb, but that's okay. I've never seen that one, and I've never seen Beverly Hills Cop 3. So two of these will be first-time watches for me. I know you've seen all of them. So, and our guest will be Evan, our other intern. So it's Scott the intern. Evan, also an intern, has been on a number of times, but hasn't been on in a while. He hit me up. And he's like, Nate, I really want to do some podcasting with you guys. I said, well, here's the schedule. And he said, I'll do those. So Evan will be joining us 8 straight episodes. And then I will tell you next week or next episode what we paired these with. I think that's why he signed up, to be honest with you, is the other movies. But he said he likes Beverly Hills Cop 2. So we'll see.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, and make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.